Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. 6 more months of this. Yep, 6 more months. Ooh. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by soon. Our guest this hour is our most frequent guest, Inside Edition anchor Deborah Norville. Deborah is back for her 5th appearance here on the program. She's always a great guest. We'll talk about some of the things coming up this coming week on Inside Edition, and we'll talk about some of the items in the news over the past couple of weeks. Then, do you remember our trivia throwdown, Christina against yours truly, last week on the show? Well, Christina emailed me and said, wait a minute, I think you counted the points wrong, and she accused me of fixing it, kind of like the big 50s game show scandals, 21 and all that. Well, I went back, and I have an answer for her. So we'll go back, we'll review what happened, and we will set Christina Staffa straight. Then it will be this week's entertainment report. Oh, so much Ozzy and everything else going on. What a week it was. We start things off this hour with the race that just will not end, at least for 6 months. At least we have it defined. We know it's going to be Donald Trump, and yes, come on, it's going to be Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders won another primary this week. He took the West Virginia primary, but the way this whole thing is rigged, there's a bad word, the way it's put together in the Democratic Party, Hillary lost, but still ended up with, 192 more delegates this week than Bernie picked up. So she is on the cusp of winning the nomination, and the coronation will begin, and it will conclude in Philadelphia. We already know what's going on the Republican side. Wasn't it interesting this week? Ted Cruz pops up on Glenn Beck's show. Where else? It's kind of where he lived for the past 3 months. And he told Glenn and his minions that, hey, you know what? If I see a path, I may unsuspend my campaign. Really? Enough, Ted. Go home. The whole Cruz crowd didn't realize he had hardly any appeal north of the Mason-Dixon line, and it was just not going to work out for Ted. But we are set with Trump versus Clinton. And on the Republican side, wasn't it interesting to see people distance themselves from their presumptive nominee? Look at the whole Paul Ryan thing. I know they had the conclave, Thursday, and patch things up, whatever. We'll see where that goes. But it's almost as if you see certain people in the GOP already punting 2016. Figuring, all right, you know what? He's not going to beat Hillary anyway. Let her win. She'll have her 4 years. Let's kind of dial back and come back strong in 2020. And isn't that a shame for any party? It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you have so many people in your own party, especially if you have not been in the White House for the past 8 years, to say, here we are in early May, middle of May, whatever it is now, and we're going to look towards 2020. And isn't it something that Trump beat out 16, 17 other people? It means that whatever the Republicans were offering up, it was rejected by their own people. That way, Ted Cruz goes on with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press just before he got out. And Chuck Todd looks at him and says, wait a minute, Ted, you're being rejected by Republican voters. Doesn't matter if they're just signing up now to vote or whatever. These are people that are identifying as Republicans and they are rejecting you and they are choosing Donald Trump. And what that says about the electorate can be a whole 3-hour show in itself. And we're not going to address that here. But what it boils down to is this is going to be such a unique 6 months. We have two people that have such high negatives. Look at the percentage of their negative ratings for both Trump and for Hillary. So these are two people that are not well liked. And if you've ever had a situation where you're going to walk into a voting booth, or you're going to take your ballot and sit down with your number two pencil or however they do it in your state, you are truly going to be deciding between the lesser of two evils. And in a country with, almost a 500 million people, whatever it is, that's really sad. Stay with us. Deborah Norville is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. When Jake returned from the Persian Gulf, his legs were paralyzed. His family brought their tools to his rented house and removed stairs, built ramps, and lowered countertops. But Jake's landlord says these major alterations were not approved and they've destroyed his house. He's suing for damages. Who do you think will win this case? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
The court ruled that a landlord cannot prohibit modifications which allow a disabled person the right to fully enjoy the premises. Even though they've drastically changed a rented house, the alterations made for Jake's life in a wheelchair can stay. And that's the final verdict.